Episode 2, Part 3. Welcome to The Joint.
You were pushing a little mumble rap there a little bit. Just tad.
You want me to keep going?
If you want... I do have to be honest with you. This is not your best freestyle.
No, it's not a freestyle. This is my friend, Black Reels. These are artists. Shout out to Black Reels. This is a song, No Time, we did. Him, LT Wiggles, Brazen. I'm doing my whatever, like saying words, but it's his words. But if you hear the track, it's really good.
Okay. All right.
I was involved. I helped produce it.
See? So it is kind of your track as well.
Yeah. That would be true. I was officially managing him.
My man. Ah, the good old days.
Mm-hmm. Still good days. We rolling,
actually,
right?
Better days are ahead, so.
Oh, you better fucking believe
it. That's what I'm excited for.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, changing gears slightly here a little bit. Ed,
let's keep going.
Hollywood is not the only crazy place. Shockingly, and you know, obviously I'm heavily involved in politics and Hunter mm-hmm. Biden, and I'm not going where everyone thinks I'm probably going to go with this. All right. Because look, all the media outlets today, you know, yes, there's alleged tax evasion. There's alleged bribery schemes, alleged influence peddling and so forth. They can handle all that.
We're bringing the respect to the situations of things is what I would see, you know.
I'm kind of like shocked that, okay, so this is from 2016 through 2019.
Right.
He withdrew $1.64 million from ATMs. Now I want to put that into... I want to put that in the context of us, you know, common folk here. That right. is equivalent to, and I don't even know if my bank would allow me to withdraw $500 at a time at an ATM, but that'd be $500 a day, religiously 365 days a year for 9 years. He did it in three.
Yeah, man, tripled it up.
I mean,
he had some expenses going on.
Well, this is in addition to, wait for it, $683,000 payments to various women. Don't know exactly what that is, but $683,000. Then another, I'm surprised they have a separate line item for this, to be honest with you. $188,000 in quote adult entertainment. I mean, you know, and everyone knows, you know, I love my fashion. You know, I like a little style in my clothes when I'm out and about. But I mean, my goodness, $397,000 on quote clothing and accessories. I mean, this man was living it up. Now,
oh, he's rock starring it out like a mug.
I will note one thing on here because I am a huge advocate for mental and emotional health, as I constantly preach. You know, and I've had my own challenges. You know, he did spend $71,000 on drug and alcohol rehab, so I definitely, in that respect, you know, my prayers go out to him and pray that he continues to get through these tough times.
Come out on the other side better,
while in recovery and so forth. Well, as recovery, you know, hopefully you can maintain that going through these stressful times. But
that's right.
Homeboy was living it up, man. Like,
he should have had a rock band or something with that shit.
He is banned from, it's a Hollywood hotel, the Chateau.
Marmont.
Yes.
Chateau Marmont.
Yes.
Oh, that place is legendary. That's Doors were a heavy hangout at that hotel, along with many, many. I still am planning to definitely get a room there at some point.
Oh, I definitely want to check it out. It's on my bucket list too. Yeah.
That was down the street from where we were pretty much.
I remember. You know, I remember us driving past it numerous times, and I'm like, I need at least one night there.
I heavily partied right next to it. Miyagi's. Did you really? Oh yeah. It was Miyagi's and it's Dublin's. So bubbling at Dublin's, what Jay-Z's talking about.
Right.
That's that spot. And this was, you know, 99, 2000.
Yeah, Hunter is banned from there. Think about what has gone on.
You have to do some shit.
Like what? Like yes. What could you possibly do to get banned?
Well, I will say that things have. I don't know what he did in that place, but
there's been a lot of partying.
But I'll say that culturally, societal wise, like there's definitely then touched something with there's definitely more uptightness in that place than probably was in years past. So it doesn't mean it had to be super egregious, but I feel like still you had to do something.
You had to do something pretty freaking crazy.
I don't feel like
the history of that place. I mean, So I see you have your black and gold on there.
Yes, sir.
They're not doing too well. And, you know, again,
it's sad. Overall, sports of Pittsburgh.
Let me say this first. I am not going to try and fake it that I know anything about sports because I know barely anything. I can't even tell you any of the players on the Steelers roster right now. But anyway, Pickett or something. There's a Pickett guy?
Yeah, he's the main quarterback who's out injured right now. And Trubisky's filling in Mitch and, it's not even on them. It's a whole organization right now. It's not recent. It's just now it's really catching up. You know, you take Big Ben out and it exposes a lot, you know, that's what I see.
Well, I mean,
if you think about it, cause if he's in the equation, this team already has 10 wins, I believe at least.
What's their record right now? I don't even know.
7-6. So they're still in a good spot considering because they really don't even, you know, they deserve what they won for sure. But Ben would have easily been that much better. 3-4 games. Yeah, maybe better. I don't know. But because there is talent, definitely, but it's not translating at the moment. So we got two games that were just crazy. The other teams, they're coming with like, hey, we're trying to keep our job next year. We're real desperate. So you have that factor too. That is not something to overlook. There was another team that played, you know?
I used to watch them from time to time a lot more back in the day.
Portal Stewart era.
It was always a gathering of sort over someone's house with plenty of food and so forth. Because again, I'd go for the food or the commercials. Particularly with the Super Bowl. Heck, I would go out to Vegas for the Super Bowl. Good stuff. Anyways,
you gotta remember I'm drinking. Sorry.
No, you're fine, man. You're fine.
I didn't know. I know you're feeling good. That. Yeah, I'm good.
You're definitely representing for Pittsburgh.
Oh, thank you, man.
You got your beer in your hand and you got your black and gold on. I love it.
Yeah, man. And by the way, this t-shirt, so one of my favorites, my man Scotty McFly, shout out to him. This was his label, DMI.
Okay.
Different minded individuals.
Pretty freaking people. Cool.
Yeah, it's classic. And I'm like, oh, you got to remake that. Because I get comments a lot on it. So, like, people will literally, oh, that's really cool. I'm like, oh, thank you. It's my buddy.
And I see the drawing in the back there. Talk about what's.
So, this was from a friend of. So, Jiggy Josh, RIP Jiggy Josh.
RIP.
Ace, part of Ace, affiliated with the ASAP, of course. And, well, you didn't know or something. Anyways, this was made while they were at a house studio situation, I think, by a friend that I made. We made together. This guy Chris goes by Sip, C I P, and he's actually a professional skateboarder and so forth. Not like big sponsor guy, but he works and stuff. He's a young guy. He's dope. He really looked out. Like, he was for, you know, he was helping me out with like certain nights and stuff, helping like run him around or something, like when right. they wanted to do stuff. And he was like, I could trust him, you know? And, he drew this, I believe. Maybe there's one other, I'm not sure, but, this girl's was one of this actually from a girl that I met and knew, that Josh messed with or had a relation and not messed with, like, that sounds bad. Relation, just, you know, whatever. She's from Korea.
Okay.
She's like a model or something. And then the upside Playboy, upside down Playboy. And, Josh signed here, like Jigs, just signed Jigs.
Very
so nice. that's there's a little, you know, graffiti kind of like art graffiti thing going on.
It has a story behind it too, which is cool. And quite frankly, I'm lucky if I can draw a stick figure, let alone any of that work.
And then I just added the Can You to it today. I was like, I'm gonna write Can You on it.
Very nice.
Yeah. Out of dedication.
No, that's so, what's up,
man. I'm gonna be having other, like, I'm gonna start getting photos printed and stuff like that are gonna be behind me, like some of my iPhone stuff.
Well, yeah. I think you should, man. I mean, you know, you've been in California for how many years now?
25.
It's been 25 years.
This year's just over now, just over 25. I came September of 98, right before my birthday. So I was.
It's been that long?
Absolutely, bro. I live it. So I went to, before I left that summer, I was in Morocco for a month too. And then I came out here in September. I was planning more November, but I couldn't do the job. I was working at Snyder's Potato Chips. Shout out to Snyder's of Berlin, Snyder's. Not the Hanover, out in whatever township that is. And I think it's Ross Township, which is funny because that's my older brother's name. But I just had to go because it was like they were fucking with my pay thing. They made it like, oh, you'll get your check right away pretty much. I'm like, great. And then because I was already like at that time, especially when you start a job, a lot of places, not everywhere, but it was expected. Yeah, you're going to have to wait 3 weeks for the system. Mm-hmm. So I was in prepared mode for that. And they were like, no, it's going to be fast. I'm like, OK, bet. And then it wasn't, you know, and I was working warehouse, loading the trucks with the rest of the guys. Dope guys, man. Great workers. It was a great experience, actually. I really do appreciate it. And the other part of it, though, was funny is they played country music. There was no dispute. It's just on in the warehouse. There's no like, you're going to switch it. And I was not obviously going to even go there at all, of course. And I'm not a country music by nature person, but then there always are. I mean, I do have to say, though, one of my first songs as a kid I love is Willie Nelson, On the Road Again. And
Kenny Rogers, The Gambler.
Yeah. We all got him if you listen to enough music. So that's what happened. There ended up being a song that I really latched onto. And it was literally, the lyric was, I'm from the country and I like it that way, da da da, whatever it was. And I was like,
oh my goodness,
that's fucking great. I just, it was so Pittsburghish to me. yeah. It's terrible, but I love that stuff too.
Hey,
it's not terrible. It's just a feeling. And it was a well done song. It was, you know, had that lyric, but it was really well done, actually, the sound and the
note. I'm sure, you know, I mean,
hey, if you want to get great vocals, or you as an engineer, if you want to get really your vocal game up, go and have a time in engineer in Nashville and learn from those guys.
I hear they're amazing. I have a friend who does some business in the music industry down that way.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
I can't wait to go do a visit there.
I've never been. Have you?
No, I want to go do a visit. I definitely have some people out there too. So yeah,
that'd be nice. I hear it's amazing.
Yeah, I actually met an artist. His name's Cameron. He's been on the podcast, Canyon Chronicles podcast, which you can find on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Castbox, Stitcher, you name it, whatever the fuck, Spotify.
And you, don't forget, you can also, everything he just listed, the joint as well.
Is also, yes. Yes. Yep.
So, or you can catch America Period either on Facebook at facebook.com/America Period or youtube.com/@ America Period, which features all the joint podcast/vcasts as well.
Yeah. By the way, Matt, please. I'll get it. But if you could send me a little list of your links, so I could add it into my notes.
Absolutely, brother.
Any of the show notes right now, you're listening, you're watching us on YouTube, you go in there, all my links are there. TikTok, you name it. And just go there.
Same here. And we'll start sharing back and forth. And like we said, this experiment is the joint between two internet shows.
Right.
Speaking of shows,
how long have you had your show now? It's like a year almost, right?
No. It was in development for the longest time. Then there were just some other nuances.
How long?
7 months.
Yeah. Oh wow! Fantastic. You're somewhere killing it there,
but you know, it's been in development far longer than that.
Yeah, we've had many talks, of course.
Dude, it's changed so many times. But that's why I love, you know, the fact that we're also able to bring a East Coast and a West Coast perspective on, you know, the music industry, you know, current events, social and everything stuff, going on, social issues. Absolutely. Yep. You know, it's like, you know, the city paper.
I'm down for a little politic talk. It'll be healthy. We don't, you know, it's all good.
We'll get there. You know,
but I'm just putting that out.
Hey, I was given by, you know, Hunter, you know, some props.
Yeah, no, you're, I think we have
partied like a rock star, but
we definitely share similar attitudes about this, these things. It's honestly like overall, I'll put it out there. I've always been registered nonpartisan. That's just where I stay.
Wow, so, you went there.
However that's looked at. I'm just putting it out there.
I mean, a lot of people, the only reason they are registered as, you know, nonpartisan, quote, independent, wherever the case might be, is because a lot of states don't allow you to vote in the primary, so you don't get any decision on either side of the fence in the primary.
We do here.
In California.
Yep, I've voted in plenty of things. Yep,
that's pretty sweet, then. Yeah, Pennsylvania does not allow that.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware of that. I didn't know about Pennsylvania, but yeah. I get it though. It's fine.
Oh no. We'll
it's not even, you know, I. Yeah, we'll get into that. We'll just move on.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
But it's good.
I want to talk about Pittsburgh's nightclub scene. Because the Pittsburgh City Paper, this is where I was going.
Get into it.
So, yeah, this was just published last month. Colin Williams is the author. What happened to Pittsburgh's nightclub scene? And then It's Complicated is the title of the article. And he also quoted several times in here Xavier Thomas. He's actually Pittsburgh City Paper's best local photographer in 2007. And apparently Xavier took Thomas. A lot of pictures of, you know, the nightlife in Pittsburgh and so forth. 2017, that's relatively recent. I thought the club scene kind of died out a lot earlier than that. Who you texted?
Sorry. I know. I could do both, but yeah, we're good. Anyways, yeah. Yeah, the night scene in our, you know, timeline is my memories are so beautiful, not just in from high school, but even before all the way when I came out here and even on my visits back, I have many, many good times.
Nate, think about it. I mean, we were 14 years old, and I just saw a meme about this online the other day. We were 14 years old, Friday and Sunday nights, going to nightclubs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and even more nights it became when we started getting into
exactly. As time went on and we were able to get more transportation. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Always some. I don't know about. Definitely you were part of this.
Yeah.
I A lot of homegirls, like, are the girls are the drivers a lot of times.
Yes.
That's what right?
Oh, that was the money right there. Yes.
Shout out to them. And
honest to goodness, one of my longest female friends dates back to that era. Shouts out to Terry, Knots and Tangles. Yeah. She's who cuts my hair. I was one of two people she first met when she moved here to the United States. So very cool. Mm. But yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah. She used to drive us places.
I was with her too.
Oh, you met her at some point. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
She was part of the, she was Faces crowd.
No shit. Dope.
She knows AJ and
Okay. Yeah, man. All these names
all the
and stuff.
Most there's definitely. There's
a movie to be made for that. I'm telling you, so much.
You know, it was so fun back then. And I mean, if you look at the strip, doesn't look, you'll be shocked next time you see the strip district.
Yeah, I already can figure.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane.
I'm shocked with downtown parts when I drove through last time.
Right. So, I mean,
in a good way, the real good way.
You know,
because when we were going downtown, I was taking the bus from Carnegie. And the old timers, like I'm talking on the average of being like 70 to the upper 80s type age guys. And this isn't that. So you're talking people from almost 1900s, you know?
Right.
And they would, where are you? You're going downtown? I'm like, yeah, I'm going downtown on the bus. Like, and it'd be, you know, always more evening-ish kind of. And they just like, right. You know, they'd be freaked out. Like, you're going to go down there. They'd just be like, shocked. I'm like, what's the big deal? Like, me and Kurt meet up and go get coffee and just kind of walk around, walk over the bridges, go to Station Square.
We'd get $3 weekend passes on the bus system and be everywhere.
Yeah,
everywhere.
And nothing nefarious happened. It was good. Like, we knew where there was probably some danger, but we didn't go there like that, you know. But it was light. It was cool. It was empty. It was just empty.
Change. I mean, you know, this author, you know, he wants to blame everything on gentrification, racism, and the city's shifting identity. I mean, if anything, the city of Pittsburgh's identity has become far more diverse. I mean, if anything,
I could point that out. Carnegie, especially, man.
Yeah. I mean, if anything,
for years,
if anything killed off, you know, clubbing in areas like this, the social media, because people just don't want to connect anymore. COVID, because let's be real, COVID changed a lot of our behaviors. I mean,
that's right.
Most places, a lot 100%. Of restaurants would stay open till 2 a.m., finish serving food at, let's say, 11, and still be serving, you know, maybe barred food and obviously beverages until 2 a.m. You don't see that anymore. Restaurants are closed by 10. Maybe 11, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
You know, and then let's be real, even the music industry kind of changed the way people enjoy their music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The genres and the you know,
Napster. It's Napster's fault, man.
Well, that's not incorrect, but I'll add on to it. It was the response, the music industry. I'm going to be sounding like Nori here. Shout out to Drink Champs. Love Nori. Met him. Yeah, met him and EFN. DJ EFN. Woo! But yeah, so the industry's response should have been more, let's adopt this and we can make this work. But they were like, nah, we good. The CDs, guys ain't doing shit. We're just going to shut your little ass down. And they made a mistake. And so it took a little while to catch up. And that's what, and then iTunes took care of it. So there was a gap though. That was a lot of lost revenue in that, if they would have been smarter.
But it's still messy these days. You know?
Oh, well, yeah, for sure.
I mean,
cause now you got a flood of, you got all these other services. It's not even a thing to, and plus with the technology and I mean, for a long time, who I was working with, and even back to the 70s at some point. Actually, the 70s is where this came in a certain way, but obviously there's an inclusiveness because you don't have these accesses with internet and stuff. So there's not, you have to be going through record company, or you have to understand what that would take. Like, oh, like anybody could have done it. You just had to know what that would have taken to do. And, but the studios were the equipment at the 70s by the disco era became, affordable enough for certain people and even less, or, you know, somebody was into it enough and you could do a setup in your home and then you could produce enough of it. And then you would go, maybe you do it all or you go into the studio to finish it. And that's what we were doing, when I was doing it, because I was in the midst of right when it was analog to digital and our setup was had that involved in a certain way. We had, I had DA8s involved through an analog board with the Pro Tools.
Stay tuned for the next part of this episode.